Welcome to day three of the Pledge Drive, the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here at The Quest. And we got another big hour planned here in the studio here this morning is Carissa Sines. Good morning. You know what? And I do this all the time. Try it again. It works better. I've tried it both ways with the microphone off and the microphone on. It works better with the mic on. So
good morning, Dave. Good it's great morning. To be here.
And Father, your name is intimidating, but I know I can do this. Father Neil Dobliwala.
Very good.
And yes. We'll just stick with Father Neil for the rest of the show here.
Okay. That's fine.
And now we're going to get to know each of you in just a little bit here. But first, we'd like to start our each hour off with a prayer. And we're getting some kids from each Catholic school in the Archdiocese. And right now we're going to Regina Chaley School. And Luke should be right here. How you doing, Luke?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. What grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Awesome. What are your plans after graduation?
I'm planning on attending Christendom College. I'm going to work on a theology and philosophy degree. So.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. What are your favorite subjects now in high school?
Right now, I'd probably say Catholic doctrine class and advanced American government and economics are my favorite classes right now.
I'm just guessing. Do I see priesthood in the future here?
I don't know about that. Whatever the Lord's will, you know, his will be done. So
excellent. That's very true. Well, good. Well, if you're all set to say a prayer anytime you're ready, let's go for it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be great to start with a prayer to our Lord and one to our Lady. So we go ahead. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, take all my freedom. Accept my memory, my understanding, and my will. You have given me all that I have or hold dear. I return it to you, that it may be governed by your will. Give me only the grace and the gift of loving you, and I will be rich enough. I will ask for nothing more. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tuum mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et ora mortis nostrae. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful, Luke. I thanks a lot for doing that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
Yeah, Carissa, did you want to say something to Luke? Oh, okay, great. Yeah, thanks a lot. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you as well.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye. That's awesome. I love starting the prayer off with the kids. So anyway, I just want to set the table here. This is the Spring Pledge Drive, the Power of Prayer for 1160 AM The Quest. That's the number to call. The number to call is 470-508-1160 to make a donation or a pledge. And right now, we have an anonymous parishioner from St. Catherine, Siena, has offered $2,500 to match. So, so anybody who calls in with a $100, it becomes $200.
That's great.
It doubles automatically. Excuse me. So, that's a great thing to do. And I believe I got to double check on this. I should have done it before we started, but I'm pretty sure we got some of these gift certificates left. So anybody who calls in and makes a donation, we've got salt gift certificate, Thai Emerald. We've got Thai House. We've got Reveille and Marietta. Thanks to Eddie at Reveille and Marietta.
Nice.
So, and those are just some of them. Just mention Chick-fil-A. I want to thank Chick-fil-A. Hopefully you two got a chicken biscuit this morning because they supplied us with the chicken biscuits, and it's the one right over on Alpharetta Highway and Holcomb Bridge Road.
Yeah,
and
they've know been, that one well.
Yeah.
My kid goes there all the time.
it's right close to here. So, yes, I've seen it a few times myself. So, anyway, well, let's go ahead and get started. Carissa, good morning.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning. It's really great to be here. Father Neil and I are really excited to be participants in this pledge drive this year. In the Power of Prayer. We're from St. Catherine's. I am the development director and music director at St. Catherine's, and I'm here with my pastor, Father Neil.
Morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yes, you too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, you too.
It's a delight to be here for the Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And we're really grateful. Thank you so much to our parishioner who is donating those anonymous, that anonymous pledge, the matching dollars, dollar for dollar, everything that you call in this hour will be matched. And we're really grateful for that because it's our mission at St. Catherine's to spread the word of the gospel. And the mission of The Quest is doing that in ways that we can't even think about and reaching people that we can't reach. And so we're really grateful to be able to share in that today.
And I'll just jump in here and say that that $2,500 is only good until 9 o'clock. So it's for this hour only.
Okay.
So we'll, you know,
just so get your pledges in.
Exactly.
People.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That would be great. And the power of prayer has been on my heart a lot lately, just throughout COVID and then throughout this last year. I have 4 kids, and if without prayer, I don't think I would survive as a mom.
Yeah, no.
every single day. And I was telling Dave before we started, and that I was remembering about 2 years ago on this day. Well, not about exactly 2 years ago, and I'm sure all the people in Atlanta can remember. We had just received the news from the Archdiocese that we were going to be closing down all the parishes to public mass and public devotions. And it was a really sad time. It was actually, for our parish, it was on St. Patrick's Day that we kind of came to that decision, right, Father?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember we had one more staff mass that you said you would offer. And so just our staff went into the church and a couple of parishioners wandered in, and that was our last mass. And I don't think I'll ever forget that day. It was just it was a really somber day. And there was this sense of profundity that we were going to need prayer a lot over the next few months.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful that we're back.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in the midst of that sort of shutdown, we were still celebrating Mass, obviously, privately and live streaming. But, just to be able to come back in person and, to be together and to offer the Mass as beautifully as we do at St. Catherine's and offer the liturgies, you know, together with music and to really be there as a community is so important. And so I'm just grateful to the Lord that we've been able to weather this storm. And
it actually popped up on our Facebook page the other day that leading up to this day, we were doing some outdoor things, including we did a rosary to the Blessed Mother, just asking for protection. Mm-hmm. And this hour, what we wanted to talk about was Marian devotion. Right. And I am a convert. I don't know if you know that, Father, to the faith. And
I know that. Yes.
And that was just a joke. And one of the things when I was really, really little, so we were Baptist and then Presbyterian. And anyway, it's a long story, but my mom, who ended up having a great devotion to the Blessed Mother, I remember this so distinctly. I was maybe between 3 and 5. Who knows? And we were driving and we passed by a Catholic church in our little town. I actually lived in Tyler, Texas, which is super Catholic now, but wasn't then. And there was one little Catholic church and it was gorgeous. And I looked at it and my favorite movie was Sound of Music. And so I had this fascination with the Catholic church, but we weren't obviously Catholic. We were kind of like close to anti-Catholic. And my mom drove by and there was a statue of the Blessed Mother out in the front. And I said, "Who is that, Mom?" And she said, "Oh, that's the Catholic church and they worship Mary." And I said, "What? Like Jesus' mom, Mary?" And she said, "Yeah, it's really not good, Chris. So we need to pray for them." And so I did. And so fast forward, you know, almost 20 years, and we became Catholic as a family. And I remember still having a hard time, not that I didn't love the Blessed Mother, but just understanding the devotion to the Blessed Mother as a Catholic. And one of the first books I ever received as a mom was Leading Your Child to Christ Through Mary. And I remember just feeling like it was foreign. And so I thought that this hour, maybe we could chat about that and about Marian devotion, because I'm more familiar with it now, but I'm certainly.
Yeah, of course. I have to tell you a funny story real quick, though. with regard to the statues. Maybe you've heard this story before. I think it was Patrick Madrid that was telling the story about how he was going to be debating this Protestant pastor, and he picked him up from the airport and they were going to the venue, but he made a point to take him by this church. I think it might have been Our Lady of Lourdes. And they had the scene, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where Saint Bernadette is kneeling, looking up to this Our Lady of Lourdes, you know, with the familiar with the apparition.
Yeah.
And he took him by this scene where the two statues are there. And he said, "See, even our statues worship other statues," right? So he was being kind of cheeky, obviously. But anyways, yeah, so I love Our Lady, and I'm really happy to be able to speak about her when we have an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Before we dive really deep into that, we just want to remind everyone one more time to call in this hour to 470-508-1160. You can also download the Quest app, the Quest Atlanta app. That's actually how I listen to the Quest. It's super easy. The quality is great. I love apps and I love podcasts. And so I just listen right from my phone. You can donate right on the app. We are looking to raise at least $2,500 because we have a matching dollar for dollar grant for this hour from a St. Catherine's parishioner. Thank you so much for that $2,500 matching gift. And please call in or donate on the website or donate on the app.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend just along that subject. He lives in Richmond, Virginia, not Catholic, but we're working on it.
All right.
But he was listening yesterday on the app and he said, It you know, with the Bluetooth in his car, he said, it's just like I'm listening to the radio.
It's
wonderful.
He said,
it wasn't cutting out, wasn't fading.
I love that.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Father, you have a deep devotion to our Blessed Mother, and you've spoken about her many times, and you have certainly led me to love Mary even more. Want to talk just a minute about that?
Sure, sure. My own devotion to Our Lady, I think, developed certainly as I was discerning my vocation to the priesthood, and they kind of happened, at the same time. Growing up, I don't think I really would say that I had a particular devotion to Mary. Although, as a family, we'd often pray the rosary together growing up when we were little, and I think my mother sort of gave up on that because it became difficult with three boys to manage us during that time.
But, really, can't imagine that.
But my mother tried to instill a devotion to Our Lady, especially through the rosary, in us. And it's beautiful. She still prays the rosary every day. But when I started discerning my vocation in the priesthood and was just deepening my own spiritual life, Mary became a very, very important part of that. And I made a commitment to pray the rosary at least one set of mysteries each day. When I started seminary, and probably about a year before I even went to seminary, I made that commitment, and praise be God, I've kept that commitment every day. And I know Mary got me through seminary, and I was grateful. I went to Mount St. Mary's Seminary, which is really a beautiful place of Marian devotion. I'll talk about that maybe a little bit later on. But as a priest, I'm constantly turning to Our Lady, and she's definitely... my mother and my spiritual mother, and it's such an important part of my life as a priest, for sure.
How did you? I mean, I know what you're saying, and it makes sense, but it's hard for me sometimes to wrap my brain around really adopting her as my mother. Mm-hmm. And I know I need to, but it's a challenging sort of concept. Mm-hmm. How did you dive into that?
Well, I think as I began to study the faith more, just at a sort of objective level, we can see how God very clearly has expressed his desire that Mary would be our mother. So simply being obedient to God's will is one way of looking at it. And just theologically, we can see this in so many ways, just even in the Old Testament with what's called typology, how we see so many things or persons or events even in the Old Testament point to Mary in very clear ways. Mary is the new Eve. Mm-hmm. Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. Mary is the Queen Mother in the Old Testament. We see the Queen Mother, right? And
the
Queen Mother who is the mother of the King and who has this intercessory power, right?
And advisory power too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And so just even growing in our faith, we see it's clear that God wants Mary to be an important part of salvation history. And then in the New Testament, all over the place, we can see how God has intended for Mary to play an important part, not just in salvation history, but in our personal salvation and in our devotional lives as Catholics, as Christians, right? So coming to a deeper understanding of that certainly helped me in growing in my own personal devotion.
Mm-hmm. So when you speak to Mary, not to get too personal, but how do you ask her for intercession, or do you actually ask her for graces?
Well, I think in some way they're the same thing, right? Where Mary can do nothing on her own, right? And we see her whole life is about pointing to Jesus, mm-hmm. right? She's like the moon. She reflects the rays of the sun, and she brings, you know, many ways, we could describe her similar to the priesthood. I don't want to say something theologically incorrect for sure, but Mary's whole mission, just like the mission of the priest, is to bring Christ to us and to bring us to Christ. Mm-hmm. And like the moon, she reflects the rays of the sun, right? She can do nothing on her own, mm-hmm. But her whole mission is to draw us to her son. Right? And she does this in so many ways. And to see her as a mother, right, being Christ's mother, obviously, she's mm-hmm. the mother of Christ, the mother of God. We see that she is particularly close to him, and she wants us to have that same closeness and that same intimacy as she does. And so, once again, just understanding her mission, and even theologically, how God was preparing her for this mission, and it's rooted in the fact that she was being prepared since her conception, right? Mm-hmm. What we believe about the Immaculate Conception, in that very moment of her existence, God was preparing her to be his mother mm-hmm. and to play this important role in salvation history and then in the salvation of every Christian, for sure.
Yeah. I've worked on relating to Mary over the years more and more, and this is sort of, I don't know, a little bit more pop culture-y, I guess, but it's just amazing how God uses even the media, like The Quest, actually. Mm-hmm. but one of the most distinctive memories I have of really attaching to Mary is watching The Passion of the Christ for the first time after I became a mom myself. And it's my favorite scene in The Passion of the Christ. That's a weird thing to say about The Passion of the Christ, but
right. you connect with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It definitely resonated with me. And it's the scene when Jesus is on the way to the mm-hmm. cross. You probably know what I'm about to say.
I knew right when you started. Yes,
that when he falls, I think the first or the second time, and Mary has the flashback to when he was little. I'm going to get choked up if I'm not careful, and she flashes back to when he was little mm-hmm. and he falls, and I related to that in that moment so distinctly, and every mom does, I'm sure, because you don't want to see your child fall. And so every time we pray the Stations of the Cross and Jesus mm-hmm. falls, I think about Mary and her remembering her baby mm-hmm. Falling and wanting to pick him up. And so that's it. So that you're right. If you just sort of attach Mary's love to Jesus, you can relate to Jesus even more. Mm-hmm. And she's pointing to him in that way. Mm-hmm. And that's an avenue for me anyway, to get to Mary and Jesus.
And the church has given us so many beautiful devotions to be able to sort of foster that really filial devotion to Mary. Even the rosary, I like to kind of give the image of just, when you're holding the rosary, it's like you're holding Mary's hand, like kind of, you know, mm-hmm. growing up as a little baby, mm-hmm. you know, as a little child, mm-hmm. you hold your mom's hand, and it's a beautiful thing to just think about while you're praying and trying to be close to Mary as your mother. Even the language, I, once again, not to get too personal, but I try to kind of use very familial language, even with Mary, and I'll refer to her as mom, you know, when I pray. And, you know, I think that's really what God wants. Once again, I mean, she is our mother, just like we have our own, you know, biological mothers, hopefully who we have a close relationship with. And Mary loves us even more than our own biological mothers do. And so to have that really personal, familial relationship, I think certainly is what God desires for us. And mm-hmm. once again, just like I think our mothers would say, what's the most important thing that I want for you is your salvation.
Yeah.
And I want you to live with Jesus forever. And that's what Mary wants more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Father, I you mentioned a little while ago, the sun and moon analogy. I think that's just a great analogy, you know, that he's the light and it. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I wanted to jump in here too, just because, we're getting so many donations here, and I love
everybody.
It. Yes. So I want to just thank some of these people. If let me just jump over here to the call center and mention some of these people. The Cameron family, in honor of Regina Chaley Academy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, absolutely. David from Roswell, in honor of John Gordon and Craig Wiesmeyer. They're the ones that do the family room.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Mari.
That's great.
On Wednesdays. June from Cumming has donated. Marilyn from, that's in honor of Clements and Guilfoyle, who were on yesterday. Stephanie and Jim.
Tremonti.
Yeah, from.
Thanks, Deacon Jim.
In honor of Father Neil and Carissa for all you do at St. Catherine Parish.
Yes.
Also, Sherry from Ackworth. We got Andrew from Ackworth, and he says, "We love our parish and school. Thank you, Father Neil and Carissa."
Thanks,
so,
guys.
You two are just loved there.
Well, Father is.
Oh, yeah.
Avian from Kennesaw.
Oh, thanks, Avian.
Also, thank you for the pronunciation. Yeah. Also, Rose in honor of St. Catherine, and Sharon in honor of Father Neil and Carissa.
Thank you.
And so that's about it for right now. So let's close that up. And I just wanted to jump in and say
thanks.
That. And the cool thing is, I mean, we've got a lot there. Which is great, but we need more. And we've still got that $2,500 from an anonymous parishioner from St. Catherine Siena.
That's
so
awesome.
The $2,500 match. So all those names I just read, each
doubled.
Person, yeah, they're
doubled.
They just got doubled.
Just like that. That's the best money we made all day.
It really is. And I want to mention one other thing, that the quest is 100% listener supported. Like, without these donations, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
This station would not, I'm serious about this, it would not be on the air without the donations. And you think about, I mentioned this earlier in the week, but $36,000 a year just for the electricity bill at the transmitter site. Just to have it, that doesn't count any programming going there. That doesn't count the lights here in the studio, which, by the way, we were talking about this before we started this morning, that it's like, I would love to have nice track lighting in here, but we've got these fluorescent lights, and the studio is very modest. I mean, there's nothing elaborate about this in the least. We've got a beautiful chapel right on the other side of this wall that adoration is going on right now. But we everything is very modest. We've got all volunteers, a couple employees, but for the most part, it's volunteers that are doing this. And so when you donate money, it really, we make it work.
Yeah.
we do the most
with it. You're definitely good stewards of the donations that you receive. And we're really grateful that the quest exists. I mean, both of us remember Atlanta before the quest. And it's nice to have an answer to all of the other media that is coming into our brains all of the time. And it's on the radio waves. It's really nice to be able to turn the dial or turn on your app and receive some good evangelization and spiritual formation.
And the
locally.
Like the media that you mentioned, that, you know, their motto, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
Whereas we're the good news here.
Yeah,
the good news of Christ.
And someone already bled for us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's right. Very true. Very true. So anyway, if you'd like to join the list of people I just mentioned, we would love to have you help out as well. Call 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or, like Carissa's been saying, download the app. Quest Atlanta app. And go ahead,
or
Carissa.
You can go right on to the website at thequestatlanta.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way. It's nice to have that on your desktop. We have a friend who is listening, I think, on her desktop right now. She's doing some data entry. Beth Palacios works in our office with us, and she told me yesterday that she's going to be listening this morning.
Okay.
So, hey, Beth.
And hopefully that's a daily habit for her.
Well, when she works with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and at the front desk, and that is a thankless job at the front desk of a parish office. I think sometimes it, mm-hmm. it is tough work and very busy. But when she on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she's doing data entry somewhere else, and
okay,
and so she can listen there.
Excellent.
So we are talking about Marian consecration. Now, real quick, do we have a break coming up soon?
I didn't. Thank you for sure. That's really supposed to be my job to keep an eye on that.
Before we dive too deep into something else, I wanted to
that's
make
right.
sure.
That's right. I'm glad you caught that. So we'll continue this conversation in just a little bit here on AM 1160, The Quest.
You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is The Power of Prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerSprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Hi, my name's Mary, and I'm with my friends,
Janie,
Rebecca,
and Luke.
And we're all students at Regina Chaley Academy
in Roswell, Georgia.
And you're listening to Atlanta's newest Catholic radio station, AM 1160, The Quest.
Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day.
We're on The Quest.
My name is Father Volodymyr Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers, Georgia. And here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I don't know about you, but I feel like before I had kids, I was going to be the best and greatest mom in the entire world. I had these dreams and I was going to do crafts with my kids. I was going to be patient all the time and never yell or scream or get frustrated. And then when I had a child, it was much different. I feel like the Lord handed me a really hard baby who was colicky and crying all the time, and I realized it was just a lot harder than I was expecting. I was recovering from a C-section, and I just didn't know what to do, and so I had to rely on him that much more and pray, like, okay, Lord, give me the grace. I don't know what this baby needs. Help me in this moment. So if that's you right now, just know you are not alone, and turn to the Lord and ask for prayers, okay? Just ask. He's there. He wants to help.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Vatican Exposition of Sacred Relics includes relics of the Saints Joseph, John the Baptist, and Mary Magdalene, pieces of the wood of the True Cross, and over 100 more. It's one night, March 31st, at All Saints Parish, Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com. The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. On our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer.
And we are back talking this morning with Carissa Sines and Father Neil.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there. I've just got to look at my notes here. I'd forget my head if it wasn't attached, but from St. Catherine of Siena. And we're very glad to have you here this morning.
We're glad to be here.
And so you were, Carissa, you were just talking earlier, just a minute ago. You were talking about some of the expenses we have here at the Quest.
Yeah, I actually asked the question, what does it cost for a day of programming mm-hmm. here at the Quest? And it costs $1,500. So in this hour, we are trying really hard to cover more than a day mm-hmm. Of programming for the Quest. And so I have in front of me their pledge donation envelope, which I'm very familiar with as a stewardship director at St. Catherine's. I have these coming out of my ears and I'm always grateful for them. It's always a weird thing for a lot of people to ask for money. And I think that it probably is a weird thing for most people to ask for money, but I have found in the church that it's an honor to ask for money. I really do feel that way because what we're doing when we ask for people to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given them is to give back to God what is His already. Mm-hmm. And it does our soul so much good when we just detach from all of our possessions and realize that they're not ours, that we are just entrusted with them on this earth. And that's everything. That's the money that we have. And it's the air that we breathe. It blows my mind. Paul Thigpen used to say all the time, you know, if God just stopped thinking about you for a second, you just would cease to exist.
Yep.
And so God is thinking about all of us all of the time. That blows my mind. And so, with stewardship, I think I'm grateful whenever I am given the opportunity to give whatever it is that I can give. And so we are asking you today to consider giving to the Spring Pledge Drive at the Quest and help them continue their work to spread the news of the gospel and to save souls. That's what they're in the business of, saving souls. So there are...
I was just going to say, and don't forget too that...
We still have matching dollars.
Yeah, exactly.
We still have... So thank you so much to the St. Catherine's parishioner who donated $2,500 this hour because they love Father Neil so much, like we all do.
I bet you're loved too by this person, yes. Whoever it is.
Well, we're grateful. We're really grateful. Dollar for dollar, everything that you donate this hour will be matched. And so your gift of $20 monthly donation. So that monthly donation, so helpful mm-hmm. for them to plan their operating expenses for the year. We know what that's like at St. Catherine's. We call that tithe, but mm-hmm. they need a monthly donation. And so they have, three different levels. You can do a $20 monthly donation of Share the Vision and belong to that club, or you can do a dollar a day club for $30 a month. Or you can become a station guardian for $100 a month. And if you think about what that actually equates to in your monthly budget, it's a drop in the bucket for you, and it means mm-hmm. a ton for the Quest. So if you can give at one of those levels, I know they would be so grateful. And it's so easy to give. You can sign on to thequestatlanta.com. You can download the app, or you can call in to 470-508-1160 like a bunch of our friends are doing. Dave, do we have any more?
Yeah, it's blowing up.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right.
You are very... Do you want me to thank some of these people
please.
Right now? Let's do that. So we've got Mandy in Woodstock in honor of Father Neil and the beautiful work he does at St. Catherine's.
Thank you, Mandy.
We got Susan in honor of Father Neil and Father Valerie. From Kennesaw. We got Bobby in honor of Father Neil and Carissa.
Thanks, Bobby.
We got Sandy and Mark in honor of Father Neil and Carissa. We've got Gregory to the priest sisters and staff of St. Catherine's. We've got Kelly and Greg in honor of Father Neil and Carissa. We've got John.
Yeah.
In honor of Father Neil, happy St. Patrick's Day. We've got Joseph. St. Catherine's is wonderful. Father Neil is a true shepherd of his flock.
Amen.
So, you two are obviously very well loved at the parish. So that's excellent.
We have an amazing parish. We're an amazing community, truly.
So we've got like 20 minutes left for that match. $2,500 still on the table.
Thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking before the break about devotion to Mary. And something I've always been interested in and I haven't ever done is a consecration to Mary. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? Just I don't know much about it. I've witnessed it. I've witnessed other people going through it, but I've never done it. And I don't know much about it.
Sure, sure. Well, when we talk about consecrations in general, what we're talking about is specifically setting something apart for a sacred purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about consecrating a church or consecrating an altar, or even consecrated person, right? Like a religious, they're set apart in some way for some sacred or holy purpose. So how does that relate to consecration to Mary? Well, I think we can think about it in terms of setting ourselves apart and giving ourselves really to Mary in a special way, and allowing her, as strange as it sounds, to use us for a holy purpose. And once again, that might sound strange, but if we think about it in terms of Mary having this unique intercessory role and this unique power, right, that God has given her, what we're doing is we are offering Mary our lives and our merits, our prayers, to sort of use however she sees is the most effective. And a lot of people sort of bristle at that, thinking, well, if I pray for this, but if I, since consecrate my life to Mary, and if I pray for specific intentions, does that mean that Mary's going to decide, well, I don't want this, as God answering the prayer, but this is what I think needs to happen. And a lot of people kind of are concerned that, well, I mean, I want the things that I want to pray for, right? but we have to, when we're consecrating ourselves to Mary, it's an act of faith, recognizing that Mary knows better than we do, right? What really we need, even, and what's best and how to best use our prayers. And so it's an act of entrustment, once again, of our lives, of our prayers, of our merits, to Our Lady, and really trusting that she is going to use our prayers, and they'll be more effective even than they would be on our own.
Yeah.
And in the end, what we're doing is entrusting our lives to Mary, who, as we said before, wants nothing more than to lead us to her Son. Right. And so using even our prayers in the greatest way that will attain to our salvation and the salvation of the most number of people. So that's really what we're doing when we're consecrating our lives to Mary, is once again, giving our lives and entrusting our lives to her, and trusting that our prayers will be as effective as possible, because it's Mary who is truly sort of using all of these things for the greatest glory of her Son.
I want to ask you some questions about, or just let you speak a little bit more about the specific types of consecration, but you made me think of a question, which I think you're right. And it sounds like something that, I mean, hopefully all of us can do at some point in our faith journey, is just sort of abandon ourselves to the will of God. And through Mary, it seems like it would be a little bit easier to relinquish that control, because for sure they'll know more than we will, right? Mm-hmm. About what even if we're praying for a specific thing, hopefully either if we're abandoning ourselves to the will of God, then hopefully we're in line with that. So our prayer is going to line up anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's not, then please just do whatever it is, right, Lord? Because if it's what I want, it's not going to work. But can someone? So I heard a priest acquaintance once say that when his mother was pregnant with all of her kids, she prayed consecration prayers for her children and consecrated them on their behalf to Mary before they were even born. Is that something you can do?
Sure, sure. And the way I describe consecration is kind of one way of looking at it, but in more general terms, is consecrating to Mary maybe could be seen simply as really offering this child to Mary and asking for her special protection too, and for her prayers, and really committing this child to Mary's intercession and her motherly care. And so you know, in that way of looking at it, certainly consecrating somebody else, you know, a child to Mary is certainly a valid thing.
But it's not Old Testament, like you're going to take my child and be, you know, go to the temple, right?
No.
but it's beautiful, yeah, though. I mean, I wish I had heard that before I had all of my kids, but because I think it is, there's something really special about that. And I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So Marian consecration, there are different types. I know there's several different books and.
Well, I'd say there's really more different kinds of preparations for consecration. I mean, consecrating yourself to Mary, I don't know if they'd say there's different types, but there's different saints who have developed ways of preparing to make the consecration. Probably the most famous is St. Louis de Montfort, Total Consecration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And then St. Maximilian Kolbe had a preparation. And then more recently, Father Michael Gately wrote the Consecration Preparation, 33 Days to Morning Glory.
Yeah,
it's a pretty popular one. I've never done the Maximilian Kolbe one. I've done the St. Louis de Montfort and the 33 Days to Morning Glory. I've done that one a few times. And the de Montfort preparation is quite honestly kind of tedious. It's a lot of litanies, and as you go along in the preparation, the 33 days, it gets more and more extensive with the prayers and the litanies that you pray. And but it's a beautiful sort of almost penitential, I'd say, preparation for making the consecration. But then St. Louis de Montfort also has some beautiful theological reflections on the Blessed Virgin Mary as well, on the rosary in particular. So it's really a beautiful way to make sure that you are making that consecration as fruitfully as possible by going through the preparation period, typically 33 days. But you can certainly make a consecration to Mary without doing that formal preparation as well.
Oh, okay. I want to get back to that in just a second because I had a question about that. But before I do, I want to just stop for a minute and remind everyone that we are here on the Spring Pledge Drive at The Quest at AM 1160. We are so grateful. Father Neil and I are so grateful to be here and be part of this amazing mission that The Quest is doing in Atlanta. We're grateful for their presence in Atlanta. We need them to continue to evangelize and to spread the word of the power of prayer. Without something like The Quest Atlanta, I don't know if we would have the reach as a diocese that we do to reach all kinds of people in all walks of life, even non-Catholics. And hopefully there are non-Catholics right now that are listening to this kind of foreign subject, just like when I was little and we didn't have a devotion to the Blessed Mother the way that Catholics do. And maybe they're wondering, you know, what is this Marian consecration thing? And they're still listening. If you are, we are grateful that you are here. And that's the power of prayer. And it's the power of the new evangelization and what The Quest Atlanta is doing. So we want to invite you right now to consider helping The Quest continue to offer amazing programming for their listeners who can literally be all over the world because of the amazing things that we have now at our disposal with apps and websites. So if you are listening and you are able to offer back to the Lord some of the gifts that he has given you, please call 470-508-1160 for a few more minutes. We have a matching gift from one of our amazing parishioners at St. Catherine of Siena in Kennesaw. Dollar for dollar, your gift will be doubled. So please consider calling in and giving at one of those monthly donations of $20, $30, $100, or any amount that you have, or a one-time donation of $1,500. If you are of a mind to, we'll fund a full day of programming at The Quest. And we are hopeful and grateful for your support. So one more time, that's thequestatlanta.com. You can donate right on the app. You can donate by calling in at 470-508-1160.
And I just want to mention the match money that's on the table for till the top of the hour here.
Yeah.
And we have about $600 left.
$600?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
get on it.
I don't want to leave any of that unused.
Please so consider if you've been sitting on it.
Exactly.
If you have been wondering whether, well, now is the time.
It absolutely is. No donation is too big, too small, whatever. Anything is greatly appreciated.
So thanks, everybody. So back to Marian consecration. Is there a specific... Okay, two questions. One, how long does it take typically? I know the days are 30 or 33 days, but how much time a day should I be thinking about devoting to this? And then is there a time of the year? Like when you said it's very penitential, if we did the St. Louis de Montfort one, I thought, well, we're in Lent. We probably have close to 30 days left. We actually have exactly 30 days left. Because Easter is April 17th, now that I think about it. So
normally you would make a consecration on a particular Marian feast.
Oh, okay.
So the Immaculate Conception or the Annunciation or the Assumption.
Yeah.
So there's I think some of the preparation books, they have an actual calendar of the Marian feast and then what day you should begin the preparation. Once again, typically 33 days before. But you can certainly... Easter's a great feast. I don't think there's ever a wrong time to make a Marian consecration, but traditionally it's done on a Marian feast. So I've done it on the Immaculate Conception, typically, or the Assumption.
Assumption is a big day in your life. It's a big day in my life.
We've spoken about that before. Just a couple of big events in my life. I remember August 15th, the day that I moved as a child. It was a pretty important time in my life, transition in my life when my family moved from, I was born in Toronto, Canada. We moved to Atlanta on August 15th, 1991. And then August 15th, 2002 was the day I remember I left Atlanta to go to seminary.
Yeah.
I was struggling in my vocation at that time and got there to the seminary and I decided I wasn't going to unpack my suitcases because I wasn't so sure that I wasn't just going to turn right back around and come back home the next day. But I really, thankfully, Our Lady, really, I felt her intercession throughout that time I was there. And I really attribute my priesthood to her intercession.
August 15th, 1995, my whole family, there was at the time, let's see, six kids and my parents came into the church. We had been receiving private instruction and my dad had been a Anglican priest. And so we were coming into the church in August 15th. Assumption was the day that they chose to bring us all in. So that was, it's always been a really special feast in my life too, even though, but even still, it was Mary was a foreign concept. Like it was just challenging, to relate to her until I, you know, got a little bit older. And, and so this has been great. It's been really great to talk about Marian devotions and Marian consecrations. And just, so if we have just a few minutes left, what would you want to say to somebody like me who, wants to love Mary more, and wants to relate to her more? I'd say the rosary. I pray Hail Marys every day. I teach my children. Mm-hmm. But how can I develop that kinship and love for her?
Mm-hmm. Certainly the more traditional practices of the church are beautiful ways to grow in our relationship with Our Lady. The rosary, I'd say trying to pray the rosary well and really meditate on the mysteries. And John Paul II, as you know, wrote a letter on the rosary many years ago. And he has a way of describing the rosary as contemplating the face of Christ in the school of Mary. And so just to kind of use even your imagination of thinking, okay, I'm there with Mary contemplating these mysteries and contemplating the life of Christ. And Mary knew Jesus better than anyone. And she's my mother, my teacher, right? When you're praying the rosary. So just to kind of really envision that Mary is, you're not praying to Mary, right? She's praying with you and helping you to pray to her son. And, you know, just using the more familial language that I spoke about earlier as well, and speaking to Mary in a more extemporaneous way, just a more less formal way, I think is important too. And then the Marian consecrations are beautiful devotions. There's so many devotions. I could speak about this for hours, all the different ways of expressing devotion to Mary. But the Marian consecrations are really beautiful ways to really, in a more dramatic way, consecrate your life to, mm-hmm. to Mary. But on a daily basis, John Paul II, his motto, remember, totus tuus, totally yours. He was really a daily consecration to Mary is a beautiful thing. And just a really personal, heartfelt consecration to Mary is, I think, an important thing every day, just to pray. Yeah. And obviously the Hail Mary and Marian hymns as well. Are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. We have a good tradition at St. Catherine's that we started right around the time you came of teaching and learning and singing as a parish at all of our mass, all of our weekend masses, the Marian antiphons with the season. And that was something I cared a lot about, just doing just as a catechetical thing. And so right now we're in the middle of the Ave Regina Caelorum, which is beautiful and kind of, I always think it's a little funny that we pray that during Lent, but anyway, and so I guess that's true. And as a singer, I've sung the Ave Maria about 1,000 times in my life. So I guess that I have had a devotion, even before we were Catholic, I guess I've had a devotion to Mary. I should have asked you this before. What is your personal favorite devotion to Mary or way that you connect with Mary?
Certainly the rosary, but I'd say I really love the Memorare.
That's right.
It's one of the last prayers that I pray. Priests pray the called Compline Night Prayer, and there's a Marian antiphon that you pray at the end of that, and I always pray the Memorare. So it's one of the last prayers that I pray every night. So,
what is it? Is it the Subtuum?
Presidium. So that's one of the oldest Marian prayers, dating back probably 3rd century.
That's on your holy card.
Yeah, on my priestly ordination card. Yeah, it's one of the oldest known prayers to our Blessed Mother, dating back all the way to the 200s.
That's a beautiful prayer. Mm-hmm. I love that prayer. Mm-hmm. I don't know that prayer in Latin. I need to learn it.
Yeah. I don't know it in Latin either, actually.
Well, then we both need to learn it.
At least I knew it at one point. I don't think I remember it.
I think it rolls off the tongue beautifully in Latin. I mean, I've seen it, so I need to memorize it. Yep.
Should we take a trip down to the call center?
Absolutely.
And see what we got coming in here. There we go. Tobias, in honor of...
Tobias.
Thank you for helping me out
with
these.
We know these people.
Yes. But in honor of Father Neil and Carissa, thank you for all you do at St. Catherine's. Beth from Kennesaw, in honor of Father Neil and Carissa and St. Catherine's Parish and School. Also Catherine, in honor of Father Neil. She's from Ackworth. Lawson, in honor of St. Catherine's and our amazing pastor, Father Neil.
That's right.
And also the Morgan family, in honor of Father Neil, Valerie and the sisters, deacons, and Carissa.
Thank you.
And also Connie and Richard, in honor of Father Neil.
Thank you.
They're from Gainesville.
Yep.
So, we've got a lot of great.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, yes. this is awesome to see this. And let me just look at this matching money real quick here. Looks like we have, wow. Okay. We're just about out of matching money.
Oh, thanks everybody. We are so grateful.
So let's
close it out.
Yeah. 2 minutes.
We've got a couple minutes left here.
Let's see if we can hit that goal, everybody. Yep. We're really grateful. We really, really are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Give a call. 470-508-1160. Log on to thequestatlanta.com or you can download the Quest Atlanta app. And I forgot to mention this. I should mention this more often, but anybody who donates any amount or calls in is going to be registered for a chance to win a VIP pilgrimage for two. I mess that word up every time I say it. A VIP, but this is to EWTN and the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament.
Oh, wow.
Or you could win a beautiful piece of religious artwork donated by artist Sally Kazin. We had her on yesterday. Mm. She's awesome. And also a framed picture of the Divine Mercy. So those are all, donate any amount, give a call, and you're in the drawing for that. So we're going to take just a little break here. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Before we close out, Father, will you lead us in a Marian prayer to thank our Blessed Mother for bringing us here today and letting us have this hour?
Okay, very good. We'll just, how about we pray the Memorare, So we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll get to know some of our many volunteers. Now, The Quest is a non-commercial radio station, meaning we can't sell advertising the same way commercial stations generate revenue. We do get a fair number of corporate donors that we're very thankful for, but the majority of our operating expenses are covered by donations from people like you. As you listen to The Quest, you may not realize the kind of expenses and the amount of work that goes into just keeping this radio station on the air. A majority of that work comes from volunteers. These volunteers.
Yeah, I'm Carol Tearsmith.
I'm Nick, and I'm a volunteer here at The Quest.
My name is Adam Keller.
I'm Jack Tyson.
This is Paula Krizaniak.
I'm Julie Liker, and I'm the accounts payable volunteer here at The Quest.
What is it I do here? Well, I guess I've become known as kind of the pledge drive guy, one of the people who is a key player during pledge drive season.
I am a graphic designer by trade, and I volunteer at The Quest and offer my skills and services as a graphic designer.
I am on the pep team as a volunteer, parish and event planning.
I'm the team leader for the pep team, a group of volunteers that provide two-way communication with the parishes. We want to know what's going on in the parishes so we can help promote it through The Quest. And we also want the parishes to know what's going on with The Quest so that if there are new listeners out there that haven't been engaged yet, they'll learn what's going on and be as inspired as we are.
What I do at The Quest mainly is outreach. And that's sending birthday cards to the priests in the archdiocese.
I also do voice acting and voice spots for The Quest.
Giving congratulatory cards to the RCIA candidates, welcoming them into the Catholic Church, helping out with the pledge drive.
Oh, another thing that I do during the pledge drive, I enter all of the donations we get to keep them on a spreadsheet so it can keep people aware of where we're standing in our goals for each hour, for each day, for the whole pledge drive. So that's something that has to be kept up on a hour-to-hour basis or minute-to-minute basis.
In whatever way that I can help out, I'm always happy to.
And that's not all of them. There are many more priests and parishioners from all over the Archdiocese of Atlanta who volunteer their time, too. We are thankful for each and every one of them. But of all the hundreds, if not thousands of places they could volunteer, why do they donate their valuable time at The Quest?
The team that we have here is just so wonderful, and they're so kind-hearted. And
well, it's a great group of people to work with.
It's a beautiful place to come together to evangelize, and I think that's the main thing that's in my heart.
There is something really special and holy about volunteering here. Everything we do is Christ-centered, and everything is covered in prayer.
Why The Quest? I wanted to do something that had as its core Catholicism, a spiritual element to it, anything and everything related to the church, you know, Jesus Christ as its core. All those things pointed towards, at the time, I really didn't understand it or didn't connect the dots, but all those things sort of pointed to The Quest.
I love it here.
Everyone here is just truly genuine, and I gravitate toward that. It's an awesome experience.
We have a chapel here at the studio. It is Our Lady of Fatima Chapel. Mass is celebrated every week in our chapel. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed during the week, and we have Eucharistic guardians who come to pray in our chapel. Every day at 3 p.m., we gather in the chapel to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together.
It's nice to come in here and know that there's kind of a safe haven where you can be Catholic and you can talk about things and no one's going to twist your words around and no one's going to be what society is right now.
You don't keep coming back to a place for at least 18 months or so if there's not a common good, if there's not solid people, and there's not a camaraderie that exists to help promote what it is we're all here to do.
So let me ask then, if volunteering time at the Quest is so worthwhile, what if I'm a person who finds I have an extra $20 left over at the end of each month? Why is the Quest a good place to donate?
What is your soul worth? Is your soul worth $20 a month? I don't know why you would.
When you do have that access, after having taken care of all of your other responsibilities that God tells us to, it's good to give back.
We are called by our baptism to spread the good word. If that $20 can help spread the word in that way.
It's a good message. It makes you feel good to be a Catholic, to be able to donate to somebody who you know that they will put out a good message for the church and the teachings.
If you give up your coffee or your Netflix for Lent and you've got 15 extra dollars here or 20 extra dollars there, answering your baptismal call through that virtue of generosity can just help pass on the faith.
Knowing what it takes to pull this all together and be on the air, it's a $20 donation well spent.
So for $20 for a month, that's pretty inexpensive for your soul. If it helps your soul, it's helped mine.
Well, thank you all for sharing your thoughts and stories for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer.
That's the